Gibson's counsel is cracking down on its permissive tax exemptions, citing tax equity and a desire to see organizations address the housing crisis. At its July 23 meeting, town council cut back exemptions for most churches as well as several other organizations and eliminated exemptions for most vacant land. Last fall, Mayor Silas White sent a letter to applicants warning that council would be reassessing their exemptions in 2024 and would consider how the organizations are addressing housing, homelessness, environmental sustainability, and other community priorities. People think that permissive tax exemptions is them just letting people not pay their taxes. What they don't realize is that the other taxpayers pay the taxes for those properties and those facilities, said Cowan. David Kroll, as he voiced dismay that several organizations hadn't substantively changed their applications. It's all the taxpayers in town who are giving the exemptions, said White. In 2024, permissive tax exemptions for charities, nonprofits, philanthropic organizations, places of worship, athletic services, and licensed care facilities totaled $247,649 in Gibson's. The town of Gibson's portion of that, the rest were taxes Gibson's collected for other authorities, was $95,807. As a council, we put out some fairly clear directives of what we were hoping these people who are receiving the permissive tax credits might consider doing, said Kroll. I know it's going to roll out like an orchestra of scorched cats, but hopefully we might get some positive results out of it. Council members also weighed whether parking should receive exemptions, noting some municipalities, like Victoria, are deeming those spaces ineligible, but no policy change came forward. Exemptions tweaked. Here's who council decided who would, and would not, be granted exemptions in 2025 and 2026, to the end of council's term. While St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church maintained its 100% exemption in light of its contributions to the community outside of its congregation, the five other churches saw their exemptions cut to 75%, including their statutory exemptions. Statutory exemptions are provincial or federal and assigned through BC assessment with no input from municipalities. Christ the King Community Church's vacant lot, intended for a house of worship and academy, was not granted an exemption. Council looked to send a message to Gibson's Legion, voicing disappointment that the Legion hasn't done more work to investigate redeveloping their lot for housing, while acknowledging the community service the organization provides. For their undeveloped lot, the Legion received a 75% exemption in 2025 and a 50% exemption in 2026. The eligible portion of their building received a 100% exemption. The area that's used to generate income is taxed fully. In light of their contributions to community, Gibson's Public Market and Sunshine Coast Kiwanis Village were granted 100% exemptions, as were the Sunshine Coast Affordable Housing Society's properties on Franklin and Shaw Roads, with Cowan. Stafford Lumley opposed to the latter organization's exemption. While councillors discussed whether the market rentals within the Affordable Housing Society's buildings should be eligible for exemptions, Mayor Silas White noted that any rise in taxes would be paid in higher rents and that the nonprofit keeps rents as low as possible. While Sunshine Coast Community Services Society's North Road property that currently houses the thrift shop received a 100% exemption, council said next year they wanted to see a plan for building housing on the site. Good Samaritan Canada, which operates the Christensen Village long-term care home, received a 75% exemption, unchanged from previous years. Gibson's Public Art Gallery owns an undevelopable lot that used to have a ramp up to Gibson's Way. Council granted a 100% exemption for that site, as well as the gallery site, and suggested working with the organization to build a staircase. Finally, the Gibson's Curling Club, which was surprised with its first tax notice last year after BC Assessment reclassified the site it leases from the town of Gibson's, received a 50% exemption. White pointed out that the club was classified as commercial, meaning their taxes are higher than those for other recreational activities. Kroll and Lumley pointed out that it is a club with membership fees and an apparently capped number of members, while Cowan. Christy Thompson said the organization works hard at community inclusivity. A new application from Sunshine Coast Community Services for an exemption for a commercial site they lease was denied, and council passed a resolution that organizations leasing private commercial properties be ineligible for exemptions. The bylaw solidifying 2025 permissive tax exemptions is to come forward in September. With files from Kayla Bartlett.